From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More White House criticism of Russia's airstrikes in Syria. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russian interference would prolong the sectarian conflict inside of Syria and accused Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of them allied to the United States. The U.S. and Russian militaries held a teleconference Thursday on ways they can avoid firing on each other as both are waging air campaigns in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman described the hour-long conversation Thursday as cordial. Russia began the bombing raids against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria on Wednesday, saying it wants to support the country's pro-Russian president, Bashar al-Assad. An angry President Barack Obama demanded the American people push Congress to pass common-sense gun laws after a gunman murdered at least 10 people and wounded 7 at an Oregon college Thursday. Appearing grim on television hours after the shootings, the president said Americans have become numb to what's become routine in the U.S., a mass shooting followed by his White House statements and the response by those who oppose more gun control. Details surrounding the shooting at Umpqua Community College in the northwest U.S. city of Roseburg, Oregon, are still unclear, but the gunman is identified as someone in his 20s who was killed exchanging gunfire with police. Authorities believe the gunman was familiar with the college and some of its buildings. And the general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrender to the country's transitional government, General Gilbert Diendéré, turned himself in Thursday after negotiations in Ouagadougou, the capital. This is VOA News.